川島春子のリードヨーセルフリードアザーズ。この番組は新時代を生きるリーダーのためにリーダーシップの高め方、トップリーダーから学ぶマインドセットやスキル、リーダーシップに関する世界の最新情報をお届けする番組です。こんにちは、川島春子です。今日もスタートしました川島春子のリードヨーセルフリードアザーズ。前回のポッドキャストのゲストにいらしてくださった岩田ヘレンさん、前回はグローバルミーティングで、英語でプレゼンしなきゃ、英語でスピーチしなきゃっていう時に、ちょっと不安になったりねするっていう時に、じゃあどんな風にヘレンさんがサポートされてるのかっていうところをインタビューさせていただいたんですが、今回も実はヘレンさんをゲストにお招きしています。で、今日は、ヘレンさん特に、女性のリーダーのサポートもすごく情熱的にされているので、女性リーダーのサポートのね領域についてインタビューをさせていただきたいと思います。ということで、今日もここからは英語でお届けしていきますので、引き続きお楽しみください。So, I'm so excited to welcome Helen again.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our podcast as a special guest again. And last time you shared so precious your experience to be a good presenter in English and also in Japanese as well.And you shared so much precious knowledge about it. So thank you so much. And today, I'm going to ask you about how do you support women?
Mm-hmm.
At first, could you share about your passion to support women?
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for having me on again. This is so wonderful. And I think it's also really special that your listeners get another opportunity to listen to you speaking in English, because you know, when you're doing that, you're being an inspiration to your listeners as well. So
thank you.
As I spoke about on the last episode, in my career, I really was coaching a lot of men in communication skills. When I was in the McKinsey days, and also when I first started my business independently, because as you know, there are a lot of men in organizations, and especially when it comes to the senior levels, there's a lot of men. But I really felt that I wanted to support women more. And I realized as well that I became a lot more passionate when I was supporting women and I was seeing the changes. And a big part of this was because I have seen so many women throughout my career who have been going through burnout and also experienced burnout myself. I'll leave it to you, Haruko, if you want to go into that, I'm happy to talk about it. I don't know, would that be helpful or?
Yeah, it was helpful to
Okay, so just to give you, I didn't just have one burnout experience, I had multiple burnout experiences. But with one of those, that was, I remember that I came home from work and my husband, who's Japanese and who is very sweet and understanding, he had made dinner for me and I was sitting at the table and I just couldn't even lift the chopsticks. I was so completely exhausted. Mm. And I went to bed and I'm not sure how long I was in bed for. I was just laying there and my whole body was doing strange things. My eyes were twitching, my hands were twitching, my heart was beating in a very strange way. And eventually I managed to get an appointment with a psychotherapist and I spent 2 hours in the psychotherapist's office just going through all of the things. This was a time when I had been taking on so many responsibilities. I was caring for so many team members and they were having struggles. And so I was, you know, taking the responsibility for their struggles and it just became so much. And I was like, oh, this and this blah, 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 and crying. And the psychotherapist said to me, he's like, well, I am not surprised that you are so exhausted. Mm. And so, you know, I had that experience myself. It took me some time to recover from that. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it in so many women. You know, when I've been in one-on-one coaching with my female clients, and it's not uncommon for them to start crying because they're under so much pressure with their work, with their family responsibilities, and often they don't really feel that they can talk to somebody else. But when they were talking with me as a coach, they were able to open up. So, you know, seeing that, and to me, it's really, you know, the word mottainai comes to mind. It's so mottainai because these are such talented women, mm-hmm. and they are really suffering. And then when they're suffering like that, they're not able to be their best. They're not able to contribute in the best way, and they don't feel good. So mm-hmm. that's why I've become more and more passionate about supporting women.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because why I start support women is the completely same experience I had.
Mm-hmm.
I met so many talented women. They are exhausted.
And
yeah, they didn't have any friend, or they didn't feel they have a safe space to talk about it.
Yeah.
They need to hide their honest emotion.
Because, yeah, when you get more senior, as you know, you gradually advance in your career, then you feel like, oh, I should be able to do this. I should be able to handle it. And you don't want to ask for help. And that was my experience in the past too.
Yeah.
Now I ask for help when I need help. I ask for help. I also, you know, I share with my team if there's something that's problematic for me. I share the situation with my team rather than trying to keep it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that really then helps with the communication in the team.
Mm-hmm. So once we experienced the burnout, we take too much responsibility when we get senior leader. And after that, it's a very hard way to shift our mindset. But after that, we start asking to help to our team, or we might change our communication way as a leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, it's giving yourself permission to rest and to recognize, you know, your what's happening with your body and when you need time to rest, so that then you can be you can perform at your best when you need to.
So yeah, I completely agree, because I met so many talented women, and they have energy so much they think, but our energy is not unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
So once they committed something, they just do it, but sometimes they forget to taking care of themselves or take a rest.
Yeah.
So that, that's a point. And also, what do you think? How can I say in English? Can I tell you in Japanese?
Of course, yeah.
あの、仕事で例えばチャレンジしているものがあるとか、目指しているものがあるときって、自分のコンフォートゾーンを超えて、ちょっとその時は力をかけて頑張るっていうことが、大事なシーンも成長という意味ではあったりするんだけど、一方で、頑張りすぎて体を壊しちゃうとか、休むことを忘れちゃうっていうのはあんまりヘルシーじゃない。で、多分ここの境目とか、ここのこう線引きが分かりにくい人もいるのかなと思ったんです。
Absolutely. It's very easy to get into overdoing. Do, 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 do. And then when you're overdoing, you actually don't listen to yourself. You don't listen to your body. You don't even realize that you need to take a break. And that's when your body will force you, like it did with me, like my body to protect me, my body started with all of the twitching. It was like it's sending signs. You've got this twitching going on.
Sending
signs. Listen to me. Rest. You need to rest. And it was only when I almost physically couldn't move. Like I remember, like I couldn't even like move my fingers to type. I was so exhausted. So the thing is that when we're in do all the time, we're not listening. So it's really important to start to bring more of the self-care into your daily practice so that you're doing it, you know, that you are taking that time to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can work hard if you want to do, but at the same time, we can taking care of our body or taking care of ourselves every day.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, you know, this is, I think is quite significant, is that a lot of the time when we get in, and it was the same for me, when we're getting into do, and achievement, performance, it's actually that there is something that we haven't addressed inside. So for me, and I know this is the case for a lot of women as well, it was very much a case of wanting to please people and to, you know, showing, you know, I do this and I please people and I get the recognition and then that makes me feel valuable. And it was only when I learned to slow down and to listen to myself and in a sense respect myself and trust in my own value without having people outside validating me or, you know, people outside saying I'm okay and knowing now that I'm okay anyway. And that's what a lot of women struggle with. They're into the push to make people happy.
Then they can feel I am a variable or people loves me because I am a variable or something.
Exactly.
I love that. That is a very, very important point to women leaders. So many women leaders struggle with.
I mean, I would say, you know, if the women listening, if you are one of the women who is like, do, just take a moment after listening to this, just take a moment, like 1 minute, even 5 minutes would be good, but even just 1 minute, just to get quiet and maybe ask yourself, why am I pushing myself so hard? Right. And just reflect on that for a little bit. Maybe write it down. Also, you know, journaling, writing down is good too, because sometimes we change things in our minds very quickly. And if we write it down, you can learn a lot more from it. So, you know, ask yourself that question, why am I pushing myself so hard? And just write down, see what comes out. Keep asking yourself, well, why is that? What causes me to think that?
Yeah, that's a great habit because we schedule with others, you know. Oh, 10 a.m. I'm going to meet Helen today or, you know, 11 p.m. or something, or, you know. But we don't schedule the time with ourselves.
Exactly.
So just take time with yourself and communicate with yourself and ask yourself why or that's a
so
good
true.
Point. Yeah, so true. Okay, Helen, could you share a little bit about your BIP women's coaching you already started?
Yes, certainly, certainly. So the Sasaga VIP women's coaching program is my signature 3-month online coaching program for women. And I've been running this for over a year now. Each time it's, you know, as I said, 3 months. And this is an opportunity for women to come together for 12 weeks, work on a specific goal, and also be learning ways to make changes based on the Sasaga success cycle. And the Sasaga success cycle, right? We've talked a little bit before, Haruko. This is about looking at your cycle, your natural cycle as a woman. Like when you think about it, you are not at the same level of productivity throughout the month, right? There are going to be times when you're really enthusiastic and there are times when you want to just get into bed and you want everybody to leave you alone, right? And a lot of the time people just think of, you know, maybe that time before the period, the PMS time, as a specific change in the cycle. But when you look at it very closely, there are four distinct phases in your cycle. And the more you know about it, the more you'll become aware of this. And then what's really special is that you can start to do the tasks and activities that are best suited for that phase during that phase. So for example, when it's the most suitable phase for planning, you can focus your planning type activities. When you're in your ideal phase for communicating, you do more of your presentations or your proposals and things like that. And then there's a phase where you're more suited to completing your tasks. And that's the time you get really very focused and kind of internal and get focused on tasks. And then also the care for you phase, which is the time when you can relax. And when you know about this, you can really recognize that it is a positive thing to take time to slow down and relax. And I, you know, I've been using this in my own life, and I've also introduced it to the women in the VIP women's coaching program. And they've just loved having, it's almost having permission to slow down. In fact, I say, you know, it's not just during that phase, like throughout your cycle, bring in more self-care, but especially during that phase, because when you do that, you're going to be more restored, more refreshed and energized so that you can be your best in the rest of the time. So that becomes the foundation of the Sasaga VIP Women's Coaching Program. And and then, you know, by working together as a group, what's also really powerful, and you know this as well, Haruko, because you're working too, is that when you see other women, you learn from their experiences and you learn that, oh, it's not just me. This other woman has the same experience and this woman has the same experience. And you also can, you know, inspire each other as well. So it's a beautiful, beautiful group of women who support each other and grow together.
Great. So when will be the next program?
The next program will be starting in September. September. Yeah, so we'll go from September until December. It'll be a three-month program.
Great. So to the listeners, if you have interested in Helen's Sasuga VIP Women's Coaching, you can learn about Sasuga Success Cycle Helen created. The special cycle for women.
You can learn about the cycle. And also within that, it's not just learning that, but you're building the skills too. For example, in the communication phase, we focus on people presenting and meeting and all of those kind of things too. So it's very rich content.
That's fantastic. So Helen, do you have any information I can share to my listeners?
Yes, we will give a special link for you, and you can share that with your listeners. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Helen, thank you very much for your chatting today. We have so much, how can I say? I can have any word I want to say because it's so touched to me. ちょっと今日はね、素敵なお話がいっぱいありすぎて、何が素晴らしかったかって言いたいかわからないぐらい、ヘレンのね、すごくこう、パッションを持っている女性をサポートするっていうところについてもお話しいただきましたし、実際にどうやってね、女性のリーダーたちをサポートしているのかっていう、VIP Women's Coaching ってヘレンがされている、3ヶ月間のプログラムの中で、ヘレンがシェアしているね、さすがサクセスサイクルっていう、プログラムの話もしてくださったりして、とっても、自分と重ねて、皆さんが、ヒントになったり、インスピレーションを得たり、または勇気をもらったり、できるような内容だったんじゃないかと思います。So thank you very much for Helen to coming to our podcast as a special guest and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and experience. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much, Haruko. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. はい、では皆さん、今日のポッドキャストはいかがでしたでしょうか？Almost 英語、そしてちょっとだけ日本語。 混ぜながらお届けしましたが、今日のね、ヘレンのエネルギーやヘレンからのメッセージも感じ取っていただけたらすごく嬉しいなと思います。ということで、川島春子のリードヤセルフ、リードアザーズ、今日の放送はここまでとなります。ではまた。